Residents in Santa Fe, Texas, are still grappling with the school shooting that left 10 people dead on Friday. Today, speaking on ABC's This Week, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick laid the blame on American culture, not access to guns.
We have devalued life, whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games.
And during church services this morning, survivors and their families tried to find answers of their own. Houston Public Media's Travis Bubinick joined them and has this report.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you.
The choir at Arcadia First Baptist Church sings the refrain of many in Santa Fe who are turning to faith to deal with the grim reality that this familiar and tragic American routine has now come to their town. Pamela Pennell's grandson would have been in the art class where witnesses say the shooting started, but he was in another room that day for AP testing.
And that's the hard part, to come that close to losing him and everything that's going on with the ones that were lost. My heart goes out to all of them.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott attended the Arcadia First Baptist service and later talked about what he called obvious ideas to prevent future shootings: hardening school security, better control of who comes in and out of schools. He's pointed to one mental health program that intervenes with kids who show warning signs that they might become violent. But for Pennell and other churchgoers here, the answer is simpler.
We need God back in our schools.
Almost two decades ago, the U.S. Supreme Court told the Santa Fe School District it had to stop allowing student-led prayers at school events. Just down the road from Pennell's church, at Calvary Crossroads Church, Pastor Del Toler tells his congregation to think about that the next time they get a chance to vote. He says there might be a number of ways to prevent future shootings, but
I think the church is the focal point, and I think we've gotten the cart before the horse, and we want the other things, but we don't want God.
And Toler's thoughts about changing gun laws?
Guns help shape America. Guns have ensured our freedom. It's the heart in a man that steers him to do wrong.
18-year-old Santa Fe High student Megan Dunford is one of Toler's church members. She was friends with Sabika Sheikh, the Pakistani exchange student killed in the shooting.
It's been really different knowing that she's gone.
I asked Dunford what she liked about her friends.
I liked everything. I mean, she made me laugh and stuff. She was very helpful.
As the national debate swirls about how to prevent another school shooting, Dunford is just trying to deal with the loss of a friend, like so many others in this grieving community. For NPR News, I'm Travis Bubinick in Santa Fe, Texas.